It's episode 42 of RSBNB Update with Pico69 and Shane12088 and Brad.
Thank you for that intro, Pika.
Yeah. It was my pleasure.
Anyways, we've got RuneScape updates, lots of strange questions this week, tech news, and rants, of course. So, another fine, blended, splendid edition of RSBNB Update. Coming down to pipe.
The first RuneScape podcast, never forget that.
Exactly.
No matter how many other RuneScape podcasts you hear, this is the first.
Yeah, however many more come out and of the crop up, out of the whatever you want to call it.
This is the first and possibly the best.
Anyways, I've
never personally heard the other ones, so.
There are no other ones.
Well, yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
But I heard Ace Sight was going to put one.
Yeah, I heard that too, and I also heard some kid wanting to start a RuneScape podcast down in L.A., so anyways. We have another useless quest this week.
Yay!
Pika could even do it at his level.
At my level? What is that supposed to mean?
Well, basically, a rift is opened in the lands west of the dig site. All manner of bizarre noises have been heard escaping from it, yet a sorrowful mother waits atop, unafraid. She's waiting for her lost son, Tonla, who's been missing for 25 years.
He's probably dead.
No, he's alive. If you've done the quest. Brad, you did this quest, right?
Yes.
What'd you think?
It was... Jagex took 5 minutes of my life and I want them back.
Yeah, it was actually really simple. You just go down there, keep fighting these easy monsters, and then once you get to the end and kill them all, you get to go back up, talk to the person, and you get your reward.
And they had an emo room full of emo monsters.
What?
You know those monsters that are all very depressed and sort of ill wore dark clothes?
I didn't see them. I didn't, like, the ones that, like, crawled around or what?
Yeah, those ones.
Like, the ones that looked like they were, like, crawling on
yeah.
their hands?
And they looked really depressed.
Like, emo. They were wearing black?
Yeah, emo monsters.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that that's what they were called, but...
With, like, little hoodies?
Did they?
And little, like, blonde streaks in their black hair. Sitting there listening to their Hawthorne Heights or whatever. Cutting their wrists and blacking their eyes.
Oh, are these the ones you're talking about, Brad? They look like they're dressed in black, they have black hair, and you can see their feet and hands, and they crawl face down.
Yeah, I heard someone on a forum call them emos.
Really?
And I'm sure that's not what they're called in the game, but...
No, they're not called the, they're not called
the. It's just very sad because they lost their girlfriends. And go kill themselves. Oh, let me click this link and see where it takes me.
Yes. Anyways, then did you see those ones that their hands alternate with their feet? Like they hit you with their feet, then they hit you with their hands? Back and forth.
And those ones that poison you.
Yes, poison hits one, that must be some pretty weak poison there. Like, what is it? I don't know. What kind of poison is that?
Weak poison. Poison 333.
Yeah. Poison 333, aka the duck. Ducky 333. Poison 333. Dolphin giggles in this dress? Hell no. You also remember Poison 333, who is the fellow who was on episode 40.
Yeah.
We titled that episode Poinatika. Poinatika. Anyways.
What?
Yeah, we called it Poinatika.
That's monster thing. Look at that. They look like the guy from the Raver.
Yeah, those connection problems can cause real issues. Some people don't even edit that out. I was listening to, you know, that Twitch show this week in tech. Yes. They didn't edit out their audio problems like that. Really surprised me. So I guess we're not doing too bad then.
Okay.
Reward for the quest is 500 defense and hit points XP. 500 coins and, of course, access to the dungeon.
Now, are these new monsters considered Slayer monsters?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're really weak.
Do they have any, like, interesting drops?
No.
Oh. No, they drop nothing.
So they're useless.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I don't know what the heck they were going on. They were saying this is a great combat training area. If you look at the behind the scenes for this month, let's see here. Sure to be faced with some difficult challenges, but will be rewarded with new training areas and some quite fantastic cutscenes.
Hmm. Yeah, they weren't quite fantastic. They were quite crap.
Yeah, they seem to have spent most of their time on that quest on the cutscenes.
Someone said to me late the other night in MSN, they've got a team of people in an office somewhere working for a week, and that's all they managed to do.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Try to pay $5 a month for them to give you crap quests.
Yeah. Yeah, is that how much it is there? Five, what is it there?
Comes out as $5. Oh. Three English pounds.
£3.
For what?
RuneScape membership.
Oh.
Yes. Anyway, so that's that. So, one quest point I should add. So that's 211 total quest points now.
Okay.
Yes. Anyways, behind the scenes, they state that we'll have a second quest dealing with a guy who's carrying bones. Already sounds interesting to you, doesn't it?
I want a bone.
It sounds like another noob quest.
Yes, probably.
I'd rather go sit and do something else productive with my time.
Watch it be like as hard as Monkey Madness.
Monkey Madness? Yeah. Well, they sure seem to be focusing on the eastern end of, what you want to call it? What's that little island off the coast of England? RuneScape, yes.
What? Yes.
There's what?
RuneScape's an island off the coast of England, I was under the impression.
Oh, I was thinking that was like Ireland or Scotland or whatever.
No.
Or Greenland or Norway.
Is it an island off the coast of England somewhere?
No.
Yeah, there's a big one, isn't there?
Ireland to the west. Isle of Man is between Ireland and England.
So Ireland is secretly RuneScape.
Yeah. The capital city is Varric.
That's funny. Anyways.
If there were to be a capital city of RuneScape, it would be
Ardunia?
Rimington.
Rimington.
No one would ever suspect it.
No, definitely not. I haven't been there in ages. Yeah, I just tossed two things towards the garbage can and both of them have missed. Anyways. Furthermore, in behind the scenes, wilderness teleportation portals, wilderness tag, teleportation portals.
Yes.
Wilderness tag, run around, hit the pillars, get a generous amount of XP and whatever discipline you want. I don't know, you think that'll be any good?
No, because there'll be player killers sitting at each of the things killing you before you can tag it.
Exactly. So, and they say that your enemies will follow you through the portal, so... Who really
so
cares?
You get, so you die, get teletelembridge, and lose all your stuff, and so do they?
I guess.
Well, I think the whole, like, pillars thing where you probably get tickets or something... I think that would be interesting. And it might be worth the effort.
I don't know. Depends on how much XP it is, you know? It all depends on that.
Yeah.
I don't see it more being more. I don't know. How much do you see it being?
10,000.
I don't know. 5, 6, 7? I don't know. Something under 10, I'd say.
Yeah. It's just a mini game. So, anyways, that's that. That's coming. There'll also be a new seasonal moat and magical eggs. We are sure you'll be happy to celebrate Easter with the kids of RuneScape.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's kind of interesting. They had that big Easter bunny next year.
What with the rubber chicken?
Oh, right, yeah. That gave the Easter bunny, right? Or the Easter bunny gave the rubber chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I can't believe that's almost a year ago.
Yeah, wow, eh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Speaking of Easter, I'm going to be getting a rabbit to hang around RSBNB called Bailey the Rabbit. It'll trade hands between me and Mike. It's kind of like because how Jagex has Bob the Cat, we'll have Bailey the Rabbit.
Yeah.
Bailey?
Yes.
That's the best name you could muster.
Yeah, you have any better ideas?
Revoltron.
Revoltron?
Voltron.
Really? Well, thanks for your input on that, Pika. Or should we say Pikala?
No.
Okay. And finally, they say the biggest update of the month will be something called Pest Patrol. Or Pest Control.
Control.
I don't know how I got Best Patrol. Pest Patrol. Best Pest Patrol or Best Pest Control. I have no idea. Anyways, Brad can read that. I can't read anymore.
A brand new player versus monster mini game. The Void Knights are a military order who have helped serve Gnathix and his penchant for balance since the early 4th age. With 6 new creature types and boats visiting the portals as soon as enough volunteers are available, we are confident this game will become a firm favourite for fans of cooperative gameplay.
Hmm.
So it's going to be like Castle Wars, but you're fighting monsters.
Interesting. I don't know. Will there be teams?
Probably players against monsters.
Yeah, that does make sense. I don't know. Is Castle Wars a success?
Yes.
Yeah, I think on like busy worlds, there's like loads of people on the game.
How come I don't like it then?
Because you're lame.
I think it's very similar to player killing, so if you don't like player killing, you're not likely to like Castle Wars.
Yeah,
the only difference is you don't lose your stuff.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, but it's bad how you can't have the full set effect of your borrow set in the arena there, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of bad, but... Yeah, so that's behind the scenes for April. 1 year ago was Desert Month. I'm pretty sure we all remember that.
Desert Treasure.
That was a good quest.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you do it when you came out? When it came out, Brad, or...?
No, I didn't do it till, like, last September.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was only, like, level 50 when it came out first.
Yeah. I know, Pika and I did it together. Does Pika remember that?
Yes. We never died.
No, we didn't. That's pretty good. And our combat levels were pretty low compared to some other people that died, so...
What was I, about 85 or so?
Something... I'm thinking you were probably about the 90s or something, you know?
Maybe 92-ish.
Yeah, I probably was in the 80s, because I know... I'm forecasting for me probably 82 to 85 for me, I was, so... And we had very little trouble. Has any of you guys done any more work on the recipe for Disaster Quest?
No.
I had to do the Monkey Madness bit, but because when I did Monkey Madness last, I dropped my Gree-Grees and the Monkey Speak amulet, I had to go and get them back, and I did, and I died with them, and then I got them back again, and I died with them again, and I gave up.
Yes. Yeah. If you make it to the end, you'll face some of those people from the Desert Treasure Quest again.
Joy.
Yes. Dezu, or whatever you want to call him. The ice guy and the fire guy you face.
Camille?
Yes, Camille.
Camille was the ice guy.
Yeah.
I remember when we were doing Desert Treasure. And
Farid, the fire guy.
And we had to kill the guy in the smoky cave.
Yeah, that's the one
Farid.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, anyways, I forgot my ice glove, so I couldn't wield my sword or whatever I had. So I had to kill him with my fists. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
It took at least, like, 10 minutes, I swear.
Yeah.
I just used water spell.
Yes, that works, too. In Recipe for Disaster, you fight the fire guy, the ice guy, and the shadow guy.
Oh, I hate the shadow guy.
Yes. I think it's a...
Is it
the shadow guy or the blood guy? I'm not sure. Shadow guy, I know, was a tough one.
Was he the one that used all the prayer potions?
Yeah, he stops your prayer.
Yes. I don't know. I'm just looking up what the name of that one fellow was in there. I don't know.
The other one was Decius, the vampire one.
Yes. Decius. Oh, right. Right, right.
Who was it? Decius or Damis?
Which one? Let's see. Shadow was Damis. So, yeah. It must be the blood guy you faced then. So.
Decius.
Yes, but they changed the name, so.
Oh.
Yeah, and you also face the Dagonoth mum from Horror from the Deep again.
Oh, no.
And they make it harder.
I remember when I tried to do that quest at level 60, and it took me 3 tries.
Yeah, it's a tough one, because the spell changes and whatnot. You have to go between melee, range, and the 4 and the 4 elemental spells, so.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still talking about the update a few weeks back, so that must have been a pretty good update then. Brad, what would you rate this update?
What, the quest?
Yes, the quest.
0 out of 5.
Okay. What about Pika?
1 out of 5.
Okay. Me? I have to give it 0.5.
0.5 out of 5.
Yes. Only six people voted on the poll. We should have put the 0 option. Then I'm sure more people would have voted.
Anyway, I didn't vote.
No, neither did I. So, yeah, there's no 0 option though. Oh well.
Someone look what that? Oh, that's behind the scenes. The behind the scenes looks pretty good there.
Yeah, well, until it comes out. So.
Yeah.
This looks
good reading it.
Yeah, reading always looks good. I have to give it a 3 for that. But anyways,
oh my god, two people gave the quest 5 out of 5.
Oh my dear. Luckily the polling is anonymous, eh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wanted to draw your attention to one thing. They had a new poll on the website. What would you prefer to see added to the knowledge base? Discontinued/holiday item guide, area guides, pet guides, or further additions to skill guides? Have you guys voted in this one?
No.
Nope.
Well, 33% say discontinued/holiday item guide. 34% say further addition to skill guides. And 11% say pet guides, and 19% say area guides. I don't know.
I would say area guides.
Yeah, because you're in an area and you have no idea what's there without going to a fan site to look, right? And if they are indeed trying to put fan sites out of business, why not do it the best way possible, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What would Pika vote on that?
Area guides.
Yeah, okay. I voted for pet guides.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, pet guides. No, okay. Just kidding. I voted for skill guides.
Or did you actually vote for area guides?
No, I voted for the last one. But
okay.
Yes. On to questions now.
Yes.
Who wants to read the first one? How about we put this one on Brad?
Okay. With the April behind the scenes having no mention of carpentry, how long do you think it will be until it is finally released, and what are your opinions on it? My opinions on it are, there's so many noobs whinging about it, they should just shut up and wait and play some other crappy skill before they keep asking for another one. I'm sick of people continually asking, when will carpentry come out? To be honest, no one gives a shit. It will come out when they are ready to release it. I'm sure you'd rather have a complete skill and then get some half-ass skill that some idiot thought up overnight in a basement.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Slayer was. That's what Slayer was.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Slayer was just some guy's inspiration on the way to work. Hey, let's do this skill. It won't take long. It'll keep everyone happy. Let's go.
Yeah.
That question was from Stabo 2. What does Pika think on this?
No opinion.
Okay. Well, I know I was talking to someone who shall remain anonymous, but they were talking to one of their friends, friend of a friend story, I guess, here, who feels that carpentry will be coming out soon because some website has listed carpentry items. But I don't know how valid this is or not. It'll be, I don't know if this person wants to remain anonymous or not.
Yeah.
Okay, they want to remain anonymous. So, it just shows if you have connections, you can kind of figure some things out. This site, I hear, also predicted...
The site regularly updates the RuneScape items from the database. How they do it, I have no idea, but it successfully predicted the whips and the farming items, and now they've recently had a bunch of carpentry items going on there. So, obviously, it is coming sometime in the near future.
Yes, exactly.
Call me a liar, but after it comes out, I can shove it back in your face.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll have a nice little pool on what the updates were going to be. So, yes. Actually, Brad, you did get this update, right? You said it was going to be a random month, and it is a random month.
Yay.
How do you do that?
I just guessed.
Okay. Anyways, next question from Red Rooster. What's the best place to train combat from 90 to 100? Pika?
Lesser Demons.
Lesser Demons?
Yes.
Okay. I'm working on... I was supposed to be doing combat, but put that away. Basically, I was just doing Slayer, so... Slayer is a good way to do it if you get good tasks. Right, Veileth?
Hmm?
Veileth? That's right,
what?
Right?
What?
You're Veileth, the Lesser Demon.
Oh, that's right, I remember that now.
Yes.
Oh, that was like a year ago.
Yes. A year back, Pika was calling himself Veileth, the Lesser Demon.
Veileth.
Okay, Veileth, whatever you say.
Yeah, I remember that.
Holy cow.
And that was like back in the day.
Yes.
Does it make like a squeaky sound when I drink my water?
So Pika says Lesser Demons, I say Slayer, what does Brad say?
I say, well, it depends. If you want it fast, go mm-hmm. something like Earth Warriors, something like that. But I'm just doing Slayer because I don't really care how fast I get it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Thank you. That was from Red Rooster. Pika can read the next one.
Yes, I can read the next one.
Okay.
Oh, that one after Red Rooster. Thank you, Red Rooster. Anyways, many of the newer quests are sequels to older quests. Do you believe there is a reason or a hidden motive for doing this? And that is from that one guy, PFK99s. I think that what RuneScape is trying to do is like build up a series of like one quest leading to another quest leading to another quest, like a chain of events, instead of coming up with a new original idea. Like that
six-part quest?
Yeah, I mean, that's just ridiculous. And, like, sure, you can have, like, quests, like, Recipe for Disaster, where there's eight different, like, little things. I think it was eight, right?
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, so, like, you can have, like, little quests leading up to one giant quest, like, Recipe for Disaster was, but I think having one quest after another, after another, after another, all on the same thing is just kind of, like, repetitive and stupid.
Well, did you like that Plague City Underground whatever series?
Well, you see, that one was interesting.
Yeah.
But, like, Underground Pass came out, like, way back in the day, and then the other ones came out, like, not soon after it.
Yeah.
So if they would like bounce around instead of like building up a million up a million up where people get bored and keeping the interest alive, then it might work out better.
I'd like to see Morning's End Part 3.
Does it, like, leave off? Because I haven't done part two.
Well, yet. If you do part two, you'll notice that it doesn't exactly, like, provide any answers that you're supposed to get.
Hmm.
There's still lots to be developed in that elf area. That was a good series. That's my favorite series. And, Brad, you were saying you were doing part one today. You got that done, right?
Yeah.
How'd you find it?
It was okay. I mean, I don't like the underground path, because the stupid agility traps took me ages. I don't like things that I have to just keep clicking to get it to work.
Yes.
For a puzzle or something, but I don't know. I mean, overall, I think it makes it more interesting that the storyline is good.
Yes.
With King Lathus and King Kairos.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting at the end of Underground Pass, how you get that thing and you realize you're... At the end of one of the quests, you realize you're working for the wrong side.
Regicide.
Yes. Regicide? At the end of Regicide, I think.
Yeah, did you get that? Yeah.
That was great. And then at the end, you find out that the dwarf... At the end of Morning's Part 2, you find that the... Dwarfs are behind it, so that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
You just ruined that quest for like a lot of people.
Oh well, we never did say anything that we weren't gonna do quest spoilers here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sue us.
I don't know. But is there a hidden motive behind it?
No, I think it's just because they can't be bothered to think up new quests, so that, like, if we do a quest that's similar to this quest, we don't have to use so many brain cells.
They say humans only use 10% of their brain.
Andrew Gower only uses 5.
Yeah.
The 10% thing isn't really that valid.
If you're listening to this, Mr. Gower, please don't ban me.
What?
Well... I don't think he can ban you for just saying that. It is freedom of speech.
Yes, but I know you all know that all of them in that office are communists that ban you for anything. So.
Next
for
question, please.
Okay, thank you, PFK99s. Will it benefit those who like to post mainly in the Hall of Fame section on RSBNB? This is from Dark Omni.
Wait, now what does it refer to?
The section where people post their bank pictures and...
Does it benefit you to post there?
If no. You're rich, yes. If you're poor, no.
Exactly.
Depends.
I've never posted my bank picture once since started playing RuneScape.
You should post it.
I know, I do need to post that, but it's
in
really, really...
In where ordinary
really
eyes can't see...
Okay, and I assume you're going to say I should post some other stuff too while I'm doing that.
Yeah, post your real picture.
Does Pico want to see the real picture?
Yes.
We've heard the voice, we need to see the face.
Maybe later. But sure.
That's what you always say.
It will benefit you if you are rich and you have lots of good stuff you want to show off.
But, yeah. Oh, God.
Yes. Thank you, Dark Omni. Do you guys ever eat or drink anything during the show?
Yes.
What are you drinking right now?
Water.
Yeah, I normally have water.
Whoa! Okay, guys, you, like, updated this since I opened it? Because now there's, like, new questions there that weren't there before.
Oh, yeah, I need to refresh.
Yes. Very refreshing. I usually drink water or soda or something like that. I never really eat that much. I remember the first time, the very first show, before we started recording, Shane was eating something. I think it was chips or something. It was crunchy.
Oh,
it was like... like that. It was pretty cool.
I make it a point to try not to eat on here. But I have my tea and water.
Yes.
Does Brad have anything?
No, but I almost choked on a biscuit before we started.
Ah. Well, we know you didn't choke too bad because you're still here.
Too bad it wasn't successful.
Shh. Maybe, Pika, what if your pool malfunctioned and there was too much chlorine in there?
We don't use chlorine.
What do you use?
Bromine.
I see. And it still smells?
Like bromine.
Okay, then. Well, say, well, I'm just kind of disturbed right now with what I see on MSN, so...
What is it? What do you see on MSN? Ooh! Oh.
What?
Yes.
What is it?
It's that emote.
Oh, that I can't see because I don't use regular MSN. Ooh.
Yes.
Just from the text, that's kind of creepy. Okay, let's get away from that.
Okay, then. So, yes, we do drink stuff, but we don't eat. That's from Mushroom Queen.
Oh, one time I ate a muffin.
Yes. Anyways, how often do you get PMs or IMs from random people?
Is this
PMS?
No, it's PMs, as in private messages.
How often do you get PMS? Ooh.
From random people.
Okay.
All the time.
Not very often, if that's...
I'm the master of PMS.
Is this on the forums or on RuneScape?
I'm thinking RuneScape. Or the forums.
I don't, because... I have it on friends.
Yeah, me too.
I get random PMs from RuneScape all the time because I leave it on open. I had someone the other day who PM'd me saying he saw my name on Shane's site.
Who?
And then there was somebody else who said they'd seen my name on a website or something. But it's funny. See, I don't answer them. It's just funny to see how many random people PM me.
Well, yeah, I had to do some trading, so I turned it on, and I had like 5 people message me in 5 minutes.
That's your amazing. Shane.
What the hell was that?
That was me.
What'd you say?
We love you, Shane.
Okay.
We love you, Shane.
Sounded like Elmo or something.
We love you, Shane.
Alright, Pika.
We love you.
What about PMs on the forums?
We love your buddy.
PMs on the forums, anyone?
I never get PMs on the forums, I mean.
PMs.
PMs.
Okay, that's enough of that.
That's funny.
Sometimes I get PMs because I have to fix things, so yes.
Sometimes you get PMS when you fix things.
What about on MSN? Does anybody random try and talk to us?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes, all the time.
People usually add me in. Well. And then people add me in and never come online. I've had like 5 people who've added me, but they've never seen them come online.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I know how that is.
I have like 10 people that have done that.
Oh, like the old clan that I was in.
That you forgot the name of?
Well, I'd rather not say the name.
Say the name.
Yes.
Oh, I can't. It's not in my character too. Anyway, so like even like 2 months after I like quit, like people were still adding me.
Really?
And it was stupid. I could tell because they had little letters in their name that all of them had. So I was like, dude, I'm not in that clan anymore. They're like, dude, I didn't even know who you are.
And that's the clan that you forgot the name, right?
Yes, exactly.
And its name is?
I'd rather not say. Sacred Templars.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. They were pretty good. I knew some pretty good people in there. And they had a bunch of player moderators, I remember.
Mm. A few banned members from RSBNB are in that clan there.
I haven't banned anyone myself.
I've banned 5 people.
In the week that you've been?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's very nice. I mean, you're the best administrator ever.
No, Pika, that's your spot. You're the best administrator.
I am the best, and I'll be very arrogant about it.
Well, Pika thought we were replacing him once we asked him about making Brad a mod. Or an
he never really asked me about it. You just sent me a message saying, okay, he's a mod now, or he's an admin now, and I'm like, okay.
No, we asked you. Anyways, back to the thing here. Do we play
it's
any trading?
Democracy.
Do we play any trading card games?
No. I mean, yes. I play Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z. I used to play Dragon Ball Z, and I play Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon and Magic the Gathering and HeroClix. I remember that one. And there's like all the cool ones.
Really?
I don't play any games at all. I think that they're stupid.
Does Brad play any games?
They're paper. They're little pieces of paper people, like, orgasm over. They're like, oh my god, I got the shiny card with the, like, green-eyed white dragon. And they're like, oh my god, I have to spend $500 for that piece of paper. I need it.
Yeah, that is kind of strange.
Never, and, like, rip it up.
Never have, never will.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. That question was from Kevin.
K-E-V-I-N. Kevin. We love you, Kevin. You are one of us.
Okay. Don't mind Pika. If anybody has any issues with Pika, just bring them to me.
No, take them straight to me. I want to hear all of your comments.
Okay, send him comments about the show. You can send that to pika69@rsbnb.com, I think, right?
No, that one doesn't work.
pika@rsbnb.com?
Well, it works, but I don't have it set up on my Outlook Express.
What about your blog? You haven't touched that in ages.
I don't like my blog.
Okay.
I use MySpace now.
Oh, really? What's your MySpace username?
The same as my new email, which I will post in my profile soon.
Come on, tell us what's your MySpace name.
No, it's inappropriate.
Okay, I know what it is then.
Yes, it's the same as my AOL screen name.
Same as your Skype screen name.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, my dear.
Hey, look, it's a picture of me.
Yeah.
And let me open it. It should be a picture of me.
You must be logged in to do that. Oh, great. Do I need a MySpace user to view your name?
Well, to view more pictures, but there's only just
Vault
one.
From the Magnificent.
Wow.
Why is your name Voltron the Magnificent?
Voltron the Magnificent has two friends.
Well, I just started, too, and I don't really know them.
Oh, is that... What's N-I-X-I-E? Pixie Nixel?
That's Nikki.
Oh. Oh, my dear, that's disturbing. It says his orientation is not sure.
Okay. Pretty much.
Children? Someday.
Someday.
I'll put a link to this in the notes.
Okay.
On to tech news now. Basically, we all remember the story about how some people won $13,000 in order to get Windows XP to boot on their Mac, right?
Yes.
Well, it turns out that this week, Apple decided to put out a utility that will let you do this very easily without having to go through all the hoops. They've released an application called Bootcamp, which enables you to install XP on your ICBM.
You know what an ICBM is, don't you?
Oh, yes.
An intercontinental ballistics missile.
No, Intel chip-based Mac.
Once used in... What?
Intel chip-based Mac.
Intercontinental ballistic missile used by the Soviet Union and the United States during the Cold War.
Okay.
So basically, we can install XP on, like, these big giant bombs to blow other countries up with. Yes.
And spread Windows XP throughout.
What?
And spread Windows XP throughout the country.
Yes. Yes. And giant nuclear blasts. One genocide at a time.
Yeah, it's currently in public beta. I'm not sure if they'll charge for it once it's complete, but it'll help you. Basically what it does is it helps you find all the drivers and things you need for video, sound, display, networking, etc., etc. It also creates the partitions, which lets you divide up your hard drive so you can install XP on it. But on the product page, Apple says that they do not support Windows XP, and you cannot buy Windows from them. You have to come to the table with your own copy. Well, definitely going to be a good utility for a Mac user. I don't know, I think it's kind of time to start saving for a Mac. What do you guys think?
Yes.
If I win the lottery, I'll buy you one.
Yes. Will you buy Pika one too?
Yeah, if he wants them.
Oh, that's good. Anyways. So
all the RSBNB staff can have Macs.
Yeah.
I want a black and red one.
They don't make those.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't. Anyways.
When they find out who it's for, they will be happy to make it.
Well, I don't know. Very good. Excerpt here from an article. Person says he got right down to business once he got into Windows, installed a few games, put the graphics and sound support to the test. Quick and dirty verdict on this. Very impressive. Doom 3 and Far Cry both ran very smoothly with high-end graphics turned on. So it looks like it's a good gaming PC. It has an ATI Radeon X1600.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, it's just an X1600's just a video card. So.
Your numbers are meaningless to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Brad, do the numbers mean anything to you?
No. I'm a tech noob.
Give me something that works, not numbers.
And buy a Mac. Anyways, just something to have a look at here. Boot camp. Kind of sounds like a military thing, you know? Going to boot camp. Did you guys ever get sent to boot camp when you were a kid?
No.
No.
Okay, then. On to the next story.
I don't live in North Korea.
Okay, on to the next story. Another IE bug this week. Basically, what this one allows you to do is a malicious website can turn your browser into your browser URL into something else when you click a link. For example, you could be on a website, click it, and it would say paypal.com up at the top, right? But yes. You wouldn't be on paypal.com, you'd be on somebody else's website, which is really, really bad.
Yes.
So, this is something you definitely want to stop. This website here has a link in order to prevent, like a test, it lets you test your browser to see if you're vulnerable or not. So, definitely give that a try. Switch to Firefox or Opera. That's my only option that I have right now. That's what I have to say. Pika uses Firefox, right?
Yes, I'm very happy with it.
So does
Firefox
Brad,
is the future.
Brad uses it, right?
Anyone who doesn't use Firefox is stupid. Firefox.
Lots of people don't use Firefox, but
Firefox is good. Firefox is ultimate.
It's up to 18% on RSB&B last month.
Yay for Firefox.
You should make it a Firefox-only site. So you have to be in Firefox to view it.
I'm not going to mention any other names, but I know a site that once did that and didn't go over well with many people.
What happened? Oh.
They designed their site for Firefox only, so it didn't work in IE. But, so, that's what you kind of have to design to work in everything nowadays. So, yes. I don't know. So, use Firefox, it works pretty good. And you won't have these crappy vulnerabilities to contend with. Okay. PayPal Mobile goes live. Basically, what PayPal Mobile is, it's an ability for you to send a text message, and then when you send that text message, you'll send some money to someone using your phone. So say you have a loan out from a friend, you could easily just pay them back using this, send them a message with your phone. You guys both have cell phones, right?
Yes.
What's a cell phone?
You guys use your text messaging?
Well, see, with my text messaging, like, I can send them and people will get them right away, but if they send me a text message, it gets me, like, a week later. I don't know what it is, so.
Yeah, so you'd be good for sending money, not receiving money, then.
Yeah, so, don't text me, just call me.
Okay, and what would be your phone number?
Should I give it out, really?
I don't think so.
Then people would be, like, calling me during, like, class. That'd really piss me off.
Yeah, wouldn't it? But
I should put it on my MySpace.
Oh, okay, then. Okay. Yeah, do that. Anyways.
Oh, I'm such a MySpace whore these days.
Even now, you can
The full 3 days that I've had it.
Really?
Yes.
You can do something called text to buy. Like, if you see an ad or something on a website, just basically, or on the street, more likely, just go in, do it, and then once you get there, you can easily send your money from your phone. No need to go back to your computer. You can try it out. You could go to You can click text to buy on PayPal's website. You'll be supporting Amnesty International or ordering the debut of the Pussycat Dolls CD. Speak, I want to try that?
Yes.
You want to order the Pussycat Dolls CD?
Yeah.
Have anybody ever heard of them? Like, what is that? Is that a group?
I guess so.
So.
Well, I find it highly amusing how you can just be walking down the street one day and you see a billboard with some expensive item on it. So you pull out your diamond-encrusted razor and text this so you can buy it. Meanwhile, back in Africa, 1 in 5 people live on less than $1 a day in extreme poverty. What a great world we live in, guys, you know?
Do you have a razor?
No, I don't. I have an old-school Motorola.
Ah.
Let me... Where is it?
I see.
Oh, anyways, I don't know where it is. It has a really cool cover on it. I should take a picture of it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's about a year old. And it's not too bad.
I have one of those Nokia 6100s.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, no, mine's a Nokia, not a Motorola.
What does Brad have?
I don't know, because I hardly use my phone. Because if people want to call me, they generally use the home phone.
Like the real phone?
Yeah, the phone that's sitting beside me on the desk.
Which isn't bad. I mean,
oh.
You won't get dropped calls.
No, that's right. So, yeah, I think it's definitely very interesting. You can take a look at on this website. So.
Ooh, I'm liking this next rant.
Yes. Why don't you go ahead and read it?
Okay. Even though I've been flamed, I know I'm still right. Or I still know I'm right, rather. Okay, I recently saw a thread that I have to agree with. I know many people say if you can't merchant, tough. But merchanting is just an... okay, guys, remember, grammar, okay? Makes my job easier. Blah, blah, blah. But merchanting is just as bad as scamming. The Jagex rules clearly states that you can't deceive other players and price manipulate. These days, many merchants tend to do that. For instance, if whips are worth $3 million, which they really aren't, there's no really set standard for anything in RuneScape besides what the general store buys it for, you know? So I don't know where they pulled $3 million out of their ass or whatever. Anyways, for instance, if whips are worth $3 million and somebody's is saying, quote, selling whips for $5 million, end quote, and someone actually buys it, the merchant would say, I just made a profit from merchanting. As far as other players, he was actually scamming because the guy was price manipulating. I feel this kind of abuse should be reported. I know many people say it's merchanting, but merchanting is actually taking advantage of other players. No, it's capitalism, okay? Seriously, this guy's an idiot. Okay, in short words, merchanting is scamming. There should be a set price range on items. I'm not saying if you sell something for 100k more, you are a scammer. But the price range, though, is higher than 10% of the item's value. It should be considered scamming or taking advantage of the other players. I think Jerry should make this new rule. End rant. This guy's a moron. Because if I could say whips are worth $1 million, buy one for $3 million, and then accuse the guy of scamming me. You know? Now, buying a whip for $20 million, no, that would be out of the average, okay? Now, there is no, like, official set standard for prices, guys. But you just have to look around and see what the average going price is. Like, when I bought my whip several weeks ago, I bought it for $2.9 million. And I guess they're around $3 million. So I would have paid $3.1 or maybe $3.2, but not beyond that. There's always, like, a set range, you know? So just like, go around and see what other people are selling and buying for, and then stick to that range, okay?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea, you know?
Go ahead.
I just think if you're stupid enough to pay such a big price, then it's your fault.
Yeah.
If the person's scamming you, it's you being stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, just see what the average price is.
P.S. Pure stupidity. I made a post about that a long time ago. P.S. Pure stupidity. So, yes. Pure stupidity. I don't know. No need for a rule like this, I think, right?
Nope.
No.
Use your brain. It's what it's there for.
Yes, yes, yes. That's right. So, I don't know. On to the next rant.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Here's my problem. Okay, this is a rant about banks. Has your bank ever been so full that you cannot find the one thing you need? I have. In fact, I spent over $100K on an item that I already had. Idiot. Note, this is not a rant about lost items. I've seen someone buying a good item that I had and then trying to find it, but alas, I failed. Fuchsia bloody eyes. High levels or non-combat fuels will obviously have trouble finding their things with all the seeds and herbs, etc. No, okay, so we just start here. My solution is this. We introduce a search system. Enter the letters of the item here. You write the name of the item. Then it shows all the items compatible with the things you typed in. Dragon, it would show all the items that have dragon as the first word. I honestly think this would help us a lot. It would be a great update for RuneScape. I know it would save us a lot of time. Thanks for reading. Basically, organize your banks so you know where things are.
Yeah.
Or that's what I do. I know where everything is in my bank. I've never had to buy a replacement item.
Yeah.
It's a bit like another stupid rant.
I need to organize my bank.
Yeah, but I mean, like this guy's, if his bank was in order, he should know where things are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the bank layout does need to be changed slightly.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to insert items into particular places from your inventory, except at the moment, and you can only
put... And have them, like, locked in there?
Yeah, something like that. It needs improvement.
I'd say that you should have, two big accounts, actually. Like, one for, like, permanent items, and one for variable items, such as, like, seeds and herbs and all that stuff, you know?
Stackable items.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually a good thing, because if you were to organize your bank, you wouldn't have any problems, but if this search of Medui was to actually happen, I don't know. You think it would be a good thing to add?
Yes.
What does Piccola think?
I'm not sure if a search would be quite effective, but I'm supportive of like the dual bank account thing, where like you have one for all your other like not so used stuff, like food, weapons, money, armor, all that good stuff, gems or whatever, and then another one for just like all your other stuff, you know, that you pull, that you use all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you could have sections for the different skills, so all your crafting things go in one section, or your weapons.
Crafting.
Crafting. I just like skill sections, like all your fletching things will go in one like window, or your.
Oh, I see how it is.
Will go in another. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Anyways, so, next thing. Thanks for reading. See you next time. Okay, who wants to read this one?
I will.
Okay.
If it does, if it, my page keeps reloading itself like every minute.
Really?
Okay, anyways. First off, I am not rich, so I don't have $200 million to spend on random stuff. I was cutting magics just a few minutes ago, and then guess what? What spelled W-U-T? Lame. Again, spelling grammar, you guys. My dragon wood cutting axe broke. The problem is, I was watching the funny VW commercial. I started chopping on a tree about halfway through the commercial. When I turn back and try to chop on another tree, bam! No axe head on my axe. I look around. After about a minute looking around, even the screen over in each way, I realized that someone must have taken it. So I started asking around, and everyone was like, "What did you lose? What did you lose? A rune axe head?" To make my story shorter, I'm now $2 million in the least. I am now out $2 million in the least because of a stupid random that happened when I was 15 seconds in the 30-second commercial. Randoms are overpowered. Dragon wood cutting axes is underpowered. Well, duh. If you have read this far, please place the number 22 in the beginning of your post. Why the hell do randoms happen so fast, and why isn't Dragonwood Cutting Axe better. Thank you for your time, sincerely. Okay, first of all, I've never had an axe fall apart.
Really?
Yeah, and second of all, the VW commercials are not funny.
Okay.
So, yeah, you have to watch the screen. Because RuneScape will pull little fast ones on you like that.
If you're stupid,
and if you're a stupid dumbass, then you're going to lose your axe heads. And if you're not, then you don't.
Lose your head. Okay, I think Brad wants to say something.
Don't lose your head over it, young child.
No, first of all, I think when you're playing RuneScape, you should look at the screen. Especially, I always, if I'm fishing, I look at the screen just as I start the action. Because if you get a random event, it's going to be just as you start to fish a spot or cut a tree. So always look there.
Yeah.
Right, so he should be looking at the screen. And second of all, he must have been away for more than 15 seconds, because I was under the impression that if an item lands on the ground, like obviously that would, it takes at least 60 seconds before it's visible to other people.
It's 30.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Because I've done drop trading. I mean, I've witnessed someone do drop trading to another account of stuff. And it takes a while. I mean, you can log out, go eat a sandwich at Subway, and then come back, and then your stuff will still not show up. It takes a while.
It's almost like a gone if that's happening.
Yeah.
Let's just say I was in the field once, and it took about 30 seconds for something to appear after being dropped.
See, it's because so it must have been away for more than 15 seconds.
I never drop traded, you guys.
Yeah.
No, that's stupid. You just log in on two accounts and trade with each other. Much less risky.
And play RuneScape with what? One hand on each mouse?
I've played RuneScape on two accounts at once. That's more against the rules.
It's not?
As long as they don't communicate with each other. It's just that in Jagex Terms and Conditions, you can log in to as many users as you like from one IP as long as they don't communicate with each other.
Okay.
Is trading communication?
Yes.
But that's just business, isn't it? Not really communicating.
Well, drop trading, I've known people got permanent bans for drop trading, so...
Oh, really? Well, that's not good.
But if you drop trade, there's a risk of other people finding it before you do?
But what if you're just hosting a drop party?
That's nothing, because you're not... I suppose if you're trying to get it again, aren't you? Like, you're dropping it on one account and trying to get it on another, same person.
Yeah.
It's like saying, if you kill someone and they drop their items, is it against the rules to pick them up?
definitely not. Let's see, yes.
But you should have paid attention to the screen.
Yeah. Yeah. For instance, one time when I was woodcutting at the Magic, somebody died, and they dropped a white beret.
Ooh.
And I got to keep it.
Yay.
What the former moderators on RuneScape, Bits and Bytes, was in the fishing guild once, and somebody died there, and he got a white party hat out of it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
A mod on RSBNB, you say?
A former mod on
RSBNB. Oh, okay, a former mod. Okay.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Me too.
Mm.
But we won't mention any names.
There isn't it 50 million, well, no, it's more than that, that's about 150 million from just being there to pick something up.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Don't moan, it's just 2 million. You could have lost a party hat.
Yes, exactly. But, I don't know, like, what do you do if you find an axe head on the ground? Where do you get a stick?
I don't know. If things like that happen with pickaxe heads, I say... If things like that happened to me, I would, sorry, I'm trying to type my dog's in there. If things like that happened to me, I would, like, sell it back to the person at double the price.
Yeah. I don't know, I just kept the beret for the drop party. Would have been about a year ago or something. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, RSBNB drop party.
I didn't make it there.
Yeah.
I was in Australia.
Oh, really, back last April?
Yeah.
You were around on RSBNB then?
Yeah, I joined in February 2005.
Okay, then. So, anyways. I don't know, what have we been up to on RuneScape?
I've just been training at Fire Elementals.
I see.
Looking for that dragon, whatever it drops.
Dust Devils. Dragon Chain.
Yeah.
Alright. That's right. Anyways, so I was just looking in my old private message inbox from Jagex. I sent a message asking, for instance, if you have two friends at your house, you know, like your friend at your house.
Yeah.
And you were to both play on the same server, would that be allowed? And they just said there was no problem as long as you're playing two separate playing with the two separate accounts and they don't and you're not sharing the account, so.
Yep.
Basically, if your friend comes over, feel free to play together, so.
I have a claim shared.
So, could you technically, like, tell your friend to get on your other account so they could trade, but him having a, he or she using a different ISP, would they even, like, know?
It's getting iffy there, I don't know.
And there are ways of avoiding drop trading, because I did it with a friend last night. He wanted to get some things to another account, so he traded them from his main to me, and then I traded it from me to his other account.
See, I've done that. I've done that usually.
And that's perfectly legal, isn't it? Because
you could be selling it to him, you know.
Yeah.
Well, but Jagex also looks like for like hacking and all that. Like, if you were to trade someone like 10 million GP for nothing, then because I heard like in an announcement or something, they check stuff like that.
Yeah.
They monitor trades that are large amounts of cash for nothing because they think it could be all the people who buy off eBay, you know.
But wouldn't they just mostly look forward to, like, people who've been reported for scamming or something?
Probably, yeah. I'd like to go and have a sniff around Jagex's offices for a day. I'd be interested to see how they run all that.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you see, since the knowledge base got put up, there's a thing in the questions, frequently asked questions, is can I do my work experience at Jagex? Which I'm not sure if they do it in the States, but in British schools, it's where you go and you work for a week at a business or an office to sort of get the experience there. And Jagex don't want teenagers to do their work. No, they said because of the amount of public sensitive information that they wouldn't allow children to do anything there.
Well, that'd be like going to work in a doctor's office.
Probably.
Yeah, so, anyways. I think we're about done. Pika's been training on RuneScape, he said. I don't know how we got back on this rant, but anyways. What has Brad been doing?
Brad has been, today I finished Morning Zen Part 1. And also, I've been working on magic. I got 82 last week.
You're beating me that now.
And also, I've got enough steel bars to get 65 smithing for Devious Mind. That's all.
Oh, that's good. I've been working with sticks and stones, and sticks and stones won't break my bones.
Yes, they will.
Won't break my bones.
Fletching.
Yes, that's sticks, and now what's stones?
Rune
crafting.
Rune crafting.
Sticks and stones.
Right.
Currently 86 fletching, 63 rune crafting, working on that for quite some time now. I've yet to, as of recording, I haven't put up a page yet for this, but I'll be sure to put up a page on the blog about it. And an updated signature. Well, if you want to donate, just contact me. Donations are always accepted, but not mandatory.
I'll donate a bronze axe.
Why would I need a bronze axe?
I don't know. You didn't say what we had to donate.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Fletching and stuff. Anyways, goodbye. We'll be seeing you guys next week, Thursday, April 13th. Me and Pika, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brad.
Brad probably won't be here with me.
No, I'm going away.
Okay. So, we'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Adios.